This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is on track to pass a bill to lift the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling late on Thursday, Washington, D.C. time. This, according to Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. He announced that this evening and added, "We are avoiding default tonight." The Senate is expected to stay in session until it passes the bill. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
The bill is now in the Senate, where we begin the process today of passing this legislation as soon as possible.
The deal to avert a catastrophic U.S. default rested with the Senate on Thursday. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would try to fast-track the bill to suspend the debt limit, which passed the House of Representatives late Wednesday. Schumer's counterpart, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, also signaled that he would work for the bill's fast passage.
The bill the House just passed has the potential to cut federal spending by $1.5 trillion.
But it remained to be seen whether any of the other senators in the 100-member body, particularly hardline Republicans angry the bill did not include deeper spending cuts, would use the Senate's arcane rules to try to slow down the bill's passage.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Pakistan said Thursday that two of its soldiers were killed when a security outpost along the border with Iran came under attack from what it called a group of terrorists. A military statement said the insurgent raid occurred in the Kerch border district in Baluchistan province. Pakistani troops responded with all available weapons and pushed back the assailants in the ensuing heavy gun battle. According to that military statement, there were no immediate claims of responsibility for the raid. From Washington, this is VOA News. There are new restrictions for Russia after they suspended compliance with the new START treaty, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Biden administration is retaliating for Russia's suspension of the new START nuclear treaty. The U.S. is revoking the visas of Russian nuclear inspectors, denying pending applications for new monitors, and canceling standard clearances for Russian aircraft to enter U.S. airspace. The new START treaty is the last arms control treaty remaining between the U.S. and Russia. The State Department says the visa revocations and application denials, as well as a U.S. decision to stop sharing information on the status or location of missiles and telemetry data on test launches, were consistent with international law because of Russia's actions. The U.S. will, however, continue to notify Russia when it conducts test launches. The new measures are reversible should Moscow return to compliance with the treaty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukraine's president took his request for more arms and support to a meeting of the European political community in Moldova. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
President Volodymyr Zelensky also told a summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova that his country needed a clear invitation to NATO.
Every European country that borders Russia and that does not want Russia to tear it apart should be a full member of the EU and NATO.
The meeting of the Pan-Continental EPC, which embraces all European nations other than Russia and Belarus, gathered the heads of state and government from 47 countries. The event seeks to quell regional conflicts and shore up unity in the face of Russia's war. It focused on countries south and east as the region has reached a turning point with Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Violence erupted in Senegal's capital Dakar on Thursday after a court sentenced firebrand opposition leader Ousmane Sonko to 2 years jail for corrupting youth, a move that dims his hope of contesting next year's presidential election. Sonko, President Macky Sall's fiercest opponent, was absent when the judgment was handed down. He also did not attend the trial. Tesla Incorporated chief executive Elon Musk departed Shanghai on Thursday, wrapping up a 2-day trip to China in which he met senior Chinese government officials, including the highest-ranking vice premier. Photos and a video of Musk's visit late Wednesday to Tesla's Shanghai factory, the automaker's biggest production hub, showed him holding up a Giga Shanghai sign, flanked by hundreds of staff, including Tom Zhu, head of global manufacturing. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.